This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been back and forth between El Paso, Texas, and Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, these past couple of days for our election year series, My Economy. We were talking, first of all, on Wednesday about what it's like to run a small business in the borderland when the dollar and the exchange rate is a big problem.
Our sales have decreased, I'd say, a good 35% since the peso devaluated this year. We've cut our workforce right now, I'd say about 50%.
Also, yesterday, about what somebody's life and personal economy is like when they have to live between two countries.
I went to visit my wife. She lives at Juarez.
Your wife lives in Juarez? Yes, you live here?
Yeah, she was deported, so we're waiting for the lawyer to get papers right now and everything to bring her back.
Today, a story about the future, about the economic aspirations of young people in the borderland.
The life and the kind of job that I want.
Prosperity.
Providing for your children.
My head above water.
My economy.
My economy.
My economy.
Just off the Bridge of the Americas, on this side of the border, is Bowie High School, one of the oldest high schools in El Paso. This is the Rio Grande right out here, right? I mean, that's like Juarez.
Yes.
A block and a half that way.
Yeah.
That's Taryn Medina. She's a senior. And unlike a lot of the kids who go to Bowie, she was born, raised, and lives in El Paso. How much of a factor in your life is the fact that this is a border town, that people go back and forth all the time?
Well, I've lived here all my life, so it's just normal. Everyone just comes back and forth, and it's not anything new to us.
A good number of her classmates start their days on the other side of the border. They wake up in Juarez and then commute over the bridge and the Rio Grande to El Paso. Some of them are American citizens. Others are Mexicans with student visas. But that Mexico to America walk to school is so common that there are special pedestrian lanes just for students at the bridges.
A lot of my friends that I have class with, they come to school because it's either they come to school, they get an education, or they can't provide for their family. So this is their only opportunity to provide, because a lot of our families here, they live in poverty, and if they can't get out of the cycle of poverty, then they're just going to go back into it and they won't be able to provide.
A lot of them come for economic reasons. Others, because it's just safer. The violence in Juarez was so bad a couple of years ago that parents started sending their kids to school in the States.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Gomez. I'm a current senior here at Bowie High School.
Cynthia came to Bowie 2 years ago. She's an American citizen, but her parents live in Juarez, so she is back and forth across that border all the time, living with her aunt in El Paso during the week, her parents in Juarez over the weekend.
My mother works in Mexico, in Juarez. Mm-hmm. Now we're struggling a little bit because of the increment of the dollar value. Because
The exchange rate.
Yes, it has increased a lot. So we are always moving back and forth. My father had his business in Juarez. It was closed a few years ago because of the inconvenience of the violence that was in there. So, yes, it has been like 4 years that he doesn't have his job, so. But it is getting better, so we need to move on.
Kids like Cynthia are constantly moving between two cultures and two languages, two countries even. Some of them, when they go to school, are all alone in a different country. A lot of their parents don't have passports, so they can't get here. 2 years ago, before she came to Bowie, Cynthia didn't speak any English, and now she's looking at the University of Texas, Austin, and maybe MIT.
I'm okay with UT Austin, actually.
Yeah, MIT or UT Austin, take your pick. Her days consist of school pretty much all day. She gets to campus around 7 in the morning. Calculus is first period.
And after lunch, I need to cover all my English classes. I'm actually taking English 2, 3, and 4 together.
You're taking English 2, 3, and 4 together?
Yes, and then usually we stay for robotics club, and sometimes we have haiku competitions.
Haiku competitions?
Haiku, yes.
Wow.
And then we go home late.
That means she's often not done till 5 in the afternoon, later, sometimes.
How long does it actually take to get back and forth over the border? I was talking to people this morning who say it takes 2 hours.
It depends. If you have a car, it can go 15 minutes to 3 hours. It's because it's too easy to come from Juarez to here to buy things. It's like going to other side of the city. It's not like crossing to other country.
The border is a real economic barrier, and it matters what side of it you're on. The unemployment rate in El Paso is a really good 4.8%, but still,
a quarter of the people there live below the poverty line, which for kids like Taryn Medina creates a different kind of ambition. She's thinking Ivy League.
We applied to Stanford, we applied to Michigan, Boston, all those big places. So if we do get financial aid and we have the opportunity to go out there, it would be such a great thing to do, to accomplish, and bring it back to our community and just really help our community out.
If you get into Harvard and Stanford, it's going to be pretty different than El Paso.
Well, if you want to succeed and if you want to have, a life, I guess you could say, you have to go for it.
We're going to check back with Taryn and Cynthia Gomez later on this spring when college acceptances come in. We'll let you know where they wind up because, honestly, I'm kind of curious. In the meanwhile, go to our website, meet Taryn and Cynthia, and hear the rest of the stories in our series, My Economy, while you're there. It's all online at marketplace.org.